WJNL.
From the Club Raymond Motor Cars Studio, you're listening to News Radio 1290 WJNO, an iHeartRadio station.
The thoughts and opinions expressed are those of the sponsors and don't necessarily reflect those of this station or iHeartMedia.
This is the Family Center for Recovery show. Join us now to learn ways to begin the path to recovery. The Family Center for Recovery treats patients that most centers don't. Learn more at FCFRMD.com. That's FCFRMD.com.
And here we are, Sunday afternoon. For those of you who just tuned in, you're listening to the Family Center for Recovery show, and I am your host, Peter Nathan. With me today, been a guest on our show before, James Santamarina. He is the Director of Missions of Family Services. I know you're sitting out there, James Santamarina. What a great, excellent last name. If you want to go ahead and say it along with me, go right ahead. It'd make you feel so good, James Santamarina. James, thanks for joining us in the studio, and it looks like you brought along somebody with you, too. Could you go ahead and please introduce yourself and...
Thank you so much for having me, Peter. I'm blessed to be back here to be able to talk about Family Center for Recovery, my experience. And today I am very blessed to have my father, who flew down all the way from New York to visit me this weekend. And I thought, who better to share his perspective on Family Center for Recovery and his experience than him. So with that, I'm going to introduce my father, and his name is Jim.
Good afternoon, Peter. Great to be here today. I'm a director of operations for a major retailer in upstate New York. Came down to visit my son for the weekend. Since he moved down here 3 years ago, I try to come down three or four times a year just to test his ability to play some golf while at the same time spending some good quality time with him.
Excellent. Well, thanks for joining us here in the studio. And golf is really one of those, it's just a way to get away and just kind of relaxing and to do things together. And as far as, James and we were talking a little bit about as far as your experiences with your father, and as far as maybe could you kind of go over as far as things like that.
So, you know, I thought a really unique opportunity presented itself. My father was coming down and he would be here in time to record a radio show. My father has been an absolutely instrumental and imperative part of my treatment and my recovery and my journey to being able to sit here today. Without him, it would be a miracle if I was to end up here. And it is a miracle that I have him in my life. And the point where we've come to is very inspiring. And I get to use that experience that I had with my family to help families today. Families who bring their loved ones into Family Center for Recovery. I get to use my experience with my family, the ups and the downs, the good times and the bad. And it's just such a unique opportunity to be able to sit here and be able to share it with the audience out there. So I really hope that those listening can get a real good idea of what the journey was like between a patient and a family, and what the journey can become if the work is put in.
The journey, I've heard that as far as, and it's not always a smooth journey. There's some bumps and things along the road and some Jim, your thoughts as far as the journey and some of the experiences that you've been on with and gone through.
Well, as a dad, you always want to protect your kids from anything that could happen badly in their life. And I always felt that I can help him through this, and I can fix it for him. And it wasn't until I understood that I didn't cause it, I can't cure it, and I can't control it, that I really was able to help myself first. And before anyone can help anyone else, they have to be able to help themselves first. And that's what I learned when James went to the Family Center for Recovery. It was the number one lesson that I had to wrap my head around, because I wanted to be involved. I wanted to know everything that was going on. I wanted to know who the treatment team was, how he was acting, when was he going to come home, and all the answers that every parent would want to know. And as soon as I realized that he had to go through this journey on his own and find his own way through it, and for myself, I had to find a way to deal with this and understand who I am as a parent and how I can best serve him, that's when things really started to click and turn around for us.
I've heard that mentioned before. Cause, cure, control. Brings to mind the word I think of, and correct me if I'm not on the same page, but surrender. I mean, you almost really have to surrender it over to the treatment team over. Is that fair and accurate, the way I'm presenting that?
Absolutely, Peter. You know, when a family brings a loved one into the family center, whether it's for addiction issues or other psychiatric illnesses, one of the hardest things to do is to get that family to understand that they are in recovery along with the patient. Now, both recoveries can't occur together until each party is healthier. So the family needs to get support. They need to learn how to cut off codependency ties. They need to learn how to not enable. And most families know what these terms mean, but to truly succeed in being healthy and presenting healthy behavior is very, very difficult, and you need a lot of support. And at the same time, their loved one is going through the program at Family Center with the absolutely incredible treatment team. The therapists, licensed mental health counselors, are phenomenal. Dr. Moran is phenomenal. The nursing staff is phenomenal. Every staff member that works at Family Center is absolutely wonderful, and they care about the patient. And with time, the family starts getting better, the patient starts getting better, and Family Center has mastered reintroducing families into each other's lives. So the patient and the family are then reintroduced slowly, whether it's through impact letters, whether it's through maybe an hour family session where the family comes in to do a session with the therapist, or maybe it's just a few minutes on the phone talking about the impact that the patient has had on the family's life. It's this incredible patience that the treatment team asserts itself with to reintroduce, and they do an absolutely incredible job of it. And I'm sure that my dad can actually talk a little bit more about that, reintroducing the loved one and the family back to each other over a period of time.
Jim, your thoughts on that? Yes.
Yeah, as most parents, I thought that a 28-day program would be the answer to the problem. And lo and behold, after four 28-day programs, when I thought James would come home and everything would be back to normal, I understood that that wasn't working for us. It's almost like the song that you knew 30 years ago, when you don't remember the words just by sitting here. But once it plays on the radio, you can sing along to it. So when James was in his rehab for 28 days, yeah, he wasn't doing drugs. He wasn't involved in anything. But as soon as he came home, he heard that same song in the neighborhood, same song in the community, and he started singing to that song and started going back to the same routines. So it wasn't until he came down to Florida, to the Family Center for Recovery, to get involved in this program, that I really understood that this isn't a 28-day recovery, one and done. This is a lifestyle change. This is understanding that you have to recover on your own, and James had to find out that he needed to make a life of his own. And it wasn't until then, when he was living in a home and had to pay rent down here through the Family Center of Recovery and had to get a job, that nobody was going to enable him. Nobody was going to give him $20 for a haircut. Nobody was going to give him money to go to the movies. That he needed to live life on his own and be self-sufficient, that he really got it and understood that this is a lifelong journey for him. Not, let me put in my time, my month-long time, and go home and make things better again. This is a lifelong journey, and he's just, you know, this is over 3 years now on his journey, and it's been terrific. And for me as a family member, for a dad, it's difficult to have your son living a life in a different area. But I couldn't ask for a better man now. This is the son that I've always thought that I would have. And it's certainly so much different than what I was going through when he was in his early years of college.
He certainly is a dynamic young man that I've gotten to know over the past several months. And what you mentioned, and for those of you who've just joined us, you're listening to the Family Center for Recovery show, and your host Peter Nathan with me today. Very special guest, James Santamarina, and he's brought along his dad, Jim, and we're talking about things like the analogy of a song, same song, 30, and going back, but being able to change that. And it's not a 28-day fix. It's a lifelong type of thing. James, your thoughts as we're talking about.
So I'm really glad that my father just brought up a ton of topics. One of the things that he just said that really struck me is him learning, you know, what the difference between enabling is. And there's healthy enabling and there's unhealthy enabling. There's enabling the illness and there's enabling the recovery. And Dr. Moran will talk about this a lot as well. Now, when my father said, you know, I won't even give him $20 for a haircut, or wouldn't have given me $20 for a haircut, especially while I was in treatment, it's so important for families to understand that that's not a mean-spirited move. It's not my father wanting to not give me money. It's about what is right for me, what is best for me. At that time, the patient in the program. I can tell you, and I can attest to this from my personal experience, that those little things are what enabled me to have my recovery today and to learn the little things in life. Not getting $20, what do I do? How do I get a haircut? I have to earn it. Earning things is such an important part of treatment. Learning to appreciate them when you earn them is a phenomenal experience. And those are things that I did not experience when I was in addiction. I didn't. My family always was there to provide that safety net, as we call. And to this day, I'm so grateful that he stayed strong, that he took the advice of Family Center for Recovery, and it has molded me into the man I am today.
It wasn't an easy thing to do. It took a lot of intestinal fortitude on myself and my wife to make those tough decisions. But it wasn't until we did that he had to stand on his own 2 feet. And by doing that, he learned that he had to take care of himself.
So well put. For those of you that join us, James Santamarina from over at Family Center, his father, Jim, and we're talking about treatment. We're talking about a lot of experiences. When we get back after this short commercial message, we're going to be talking more about James coming into Family Center and Jim as well. And we'll be right back after this short commercial message.
You're listening to the Family Center for Recovery show. Find out more about the Family Center for Recovery on facebook.com/Family Center for Recovery. The Family Center for Recovery treats patients that most centers don't. We'll be right back.
At the Family Center for Recovery in Lantana, they treat little problems before they become big problems. Unfortunately, 98% of treatment centers won't treat teens because they think it's too difficult or not profitable enough. Whether your teen is struggling with behavior issues, substance abuse, or mental illness, they believe every kid deserves a chance. Contact Family Center for Recovery or go to FCFRMD.com. That's FCFRMD.com. Family Center for Recovery, before little problems become big problems.
Are you looking for a new career path? Want to make a difference in your community? Become a teacher. The American Board can help you earn a teaching certificate and a Florida teaching license in a year or less. American Board's online program allows you to set your own schedule for a price that fits your budget. Visit www.americanboard.org. That's americanboard.org for more information on how you can become a Florida teacher.
As a teacher, having a foster grandparent in my room, it enables me to have an extra set of hands.
Foster grandparents are role models, tutors, and friends to children with exceptional needs.
It's been fantastic having Grandma Freddie in our room.
It is the best feeling in the world.
I'm a best student because of her.
To learn more about how to become a foster grandparent and help children in need, call 1-800-942-2677 or visit SeniorCorps@nationalservice.gov.
Welcome back to the Family Center for Recovery radio show. If you wish to share this broadcast with a friend, you'll find the link at the Family Center for Recovery's website, fcfrmd.com. That's fcfrmd.com.
And we are back. Thank you for making us a part of your Sunday afternoon. And I would be remiss if I did not mention all those people out there, first responders. For those of you who are listening out of state, I don't see how anybody has not been impacted by Hurricane Irma. So many acts of kindness, so many people giving, caring, volunteers. Our hearts go out, and we thank you for keeping us and being with us. So with that, we are talking with James and his father, Jim. And you're probably out there wondering, you're saying, James is here in Florida, his dad's up in New York. How does all that work, James? Tell us for our listeners, yes.
Thank you, Peter. So it would be really nice to be able to give a little bit of context to some of the stories that me and my father have together. And I was born and raised in New York. I lived there all my life. And my father and my mother did get divorced when I was about 8 years old. And I was blessed to be able to have such great relationships with the extended family, you know, the stepmother and the stepfather. Everything has worked out great, but it's important for, you know, our viewers and our audience to understand that we're sitting here now talking about this, but it wasn't always great. You know, I get emotional sometimes when I think about it, but me and my father have been at each other's throats. We've pushed each other. We've yelled at each other. We've gone through everything. And one of the reasons that I ended up down in Florida, because of my behavior, one, but my family stayed strong together, and they gave me two options, be homeless or go to Florida. And my father can talk a little bit more to this idea of that tough love, which I really like to call healthy love, because that's what it took to get me healthy.
Yeah, if there's anyone out there that's loved someone so much that their actions just made you so furious that you wanted to hurt them because it was just tearing you up inside, that's kind of what we went through. And after the divorce, James lived with his mom, and then he moved in with me. And it got to a point that, you know, he couldn't live with me anymore. Things missing from the house, abusing privileges, things like that. So I asked him to go live with his mom because it was just, we would have no relationship left anymore. It would have been just horrible. And I wanted to salvage whatever was left. So he went to live with his mom, and we worked hand in hand to help him through situations. And it got to a point there, and this was almost 2 hours away from my house, it got to a point there where the same situation happened. So I met him down there one day, along with his mom, and we told him that he couldn't live there anymore either. And we had found the Family Center for Recovery, and we heard so much about it. And we said to him, you know, James, these are your two choices. Go to the Family Center for Recovery, help yourself, or you won't be able to live with either one of us anymore. He would be homeless. It was the hardest thing that I've ever done in my life, but it was probably the one thing that helped him and us turn the corner.
There are probably a zillion treatment facilities out there, and I'm probably like our listeners out there. I'm thinking, how did you find Family Center?
The Family Center for Recovery, through our research, was the only treatment facility led by a triple board certified psychiatrist. And we've heard so much about the excellent clinical team. Was I skeptical as a parent? Absolutely. You know, this was a flight away. I picked up James on a Saturday, and I flew him down to Florida on a Monday morning. And someone from the Family Center for Recovery met us at the airport. I handed James over to that person who drove him up to the facility. I turned around, sat in a chair in the airport, and cried. And I flew back home the same day. It was the toughest thing that I've ever been through, but it was the only way for me and my family to survive this and to get healthy and to allow James the opportunity to get healthy, because I wasn't able to cure him. I didn't know how to cure him. I only know that I wanted to fix the situation, but I had no expertise in that. So Dr. Moran and the clinical team at the Family Center for Recovery embraced him, aggravated me as a parent because I wasn't getting a whole lot of information, but it was the best thing. I was able to heal myself, you know, rather than getting a ton of information that probably would have bothered me and made me think about what was going on. And it enabled him also to get private care without my influence, without the emotional attachment. And in a very short period of time, I got to see him and visit with him and really understand what recovery was all about, both from my perspective and his perspective.
So, James, you're sitting there, and this is what's presented, and you're on a flight down to Florida, and what was going through your mind?
You know, at that time, Peter, I was, you hear this slogan a lot, sick and tired of being sick and tired, but I also knew that they were serious. They were at their last straw, and I know how difficult the decision was for them, but at that point in my life, I was scared. I was scared what would happen if I did decide not to come to Florida. It happened to be the best decision I ever made in my life, but it only happened because of my family. We actually changed our name to Family Center for Recovery because it encompasses the amount of family involvement and family support that this facility provides. And like my dad said, one of the things that irked him in the beginning is not knowing exactly what's going on with me. But that's part of the treatment process. And it's so important for families out there to understand that. And I can just refer to what I said earlier about each recovery being on a separate path. But one of the other things going along with, you know, the flight down and seeing my father that emotional was I was doing it for the time being. I was going into treatment. But deep, deep down, I was still pretty reluctant to change. And that led to a lot of speed bumps in my early recovery. A lot of behavioral issues, breaking some rules. But the beautiful thing about what Family Center did for me was they had eyes everywhere. They picked out each little behavior that was considered unhealthy, and they executed a treatment plan to specifically treat that behavior. And they do that for every tiny behavior that you present with that is unhealthy. And it's really an amazing process that they provide. And like my dad said before, when he was doing the research, it was the facility led by a triple board certified psychiatrist. We, between my father and I, we've had experience at other places. When he brought me to every other place that I've been to, it seemed like a great place. You know, every place seemed great. But his skepticism came because he knew that those places didn't work out for me. The one difference is the medical staff, the clinical team, being involved 24/7, it's absolutely incredible and really something to behold.
That is what I was thinking as well, is that addiction and what is going on there with the brain, and to have somebody who understands addiction and the brain and how it works and the behaviors. So, yeah, medical, that's what, so a lot of people are searching, they're looking, and I always kind of felt like this is a medical condition, very similar to somebody who had a form of cancer, diabetes. And the question is asked, why me? Why me? Well, addiction is no different. It affects the brain. Would you like to talk a little bit more about
this? I'm so glad that you said that, Peter. You know, my father will be able to attest to this. Did you know what was going on in the beginning? Did you really have the education about addiction? What would you say about the entire world's education about addiction and what your experience was? And, you know, where did you get your knowledge from?
I had no idea at all. I thought it was a child's choice to do drugs, to have a good time, to go out and party with their friends. And, you know, I quickly learned that that was your first choice, but it was a choice that you couldn't help after that. That it was a medical issue, that it was something that you couldn't control. And it really wasn't until I came down and experienced the family weekends, had sessions with Dr. Moran, and really understood how the brain works and what addiction is all about. And it also helped me as a parent, because I think any parent that goes through this with their kids and their loved ones, you know, there's some form of embarrassment, not only in the community, but in the family. Your son's an addict, your daughter's an addict, or, you know, oh, why? They have made bad choices. This isn't about making bad choices. This is about something that they can't control. This is a diabetic or cancer. It's something that needs treatment, something that is beyond your control. It's a medical issue. And it wasn't until then that, you know, I spoke about it freely. And there's no shame in it. And until I learned that also, I wasn't able to really deal with it head on and embrace people's support and get feedback that was fruitful for me, especially from the treatment team at the Family Center for Recovery.
Stigma, embarrassment. But, you know, the more I listen to people and more I hear them talk about it, I challenge anybody to not find a family member or friend that just in some way hasn't been impacted.
Absolutely.
And I think the more that we get out there and we talk about this and we bring it up in conversations, I think it can be something that we can cure, to get to and help people more. James, your thoughts as we're talking.
You know, I felt very bad when my... my mom would struggle to know what to say to her friends, when my dad would struggle to know what to say to his family, to be the reason that they're struggling, that they're anxious because they don't know how to present it. Whether it's embarrassment, just the uncertainty of how somebody will respond, I felt like I put them in that position, and that was a very hard thing for me to deal with. But through true recovery and really staying on the path of healthy behavior, it's something that we actually own up to. It's something that we're proud of. You know, I always say this, and I know we're heading into a commercial break soon. I always say that I am so grateful that I ended up going through all of this, even though there was some rough times. But I'm so grateful because I've become the man I am today because of these experiences and because of the education and the experience that Family Center has given to my family and myself. And I am forever grateful for that.
It's so well put. The thing that I find, and as I listen to more and more people that are in treatment and that are in recovery, it's courage. It's having that courage to take something and work with it and being able to come out on the other end with it. We'll be right back. Thanks for joining us. And we're going to go over this short commercial message. And we'll be back with you soon. Thanks for joining us. Bye.
The Family Center for Recovery is the only facility in Florida owned and operated by an addiction psychiatrist, Dr. Robert Moran. And he's dedicated his life to helping the people no one else will. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Family Center for Recovery in Lantana is the only treatment center in Florida owned and operated by a triple board certified psychiatrist. This means the Family Center for Recovery does treatment the right way. They treat substance abuse, depression, bipolar disorder, OCD, anxiety, teens and adults at all levels of inpatient care. Check out the innovative, life-changing treatment the Family Center for Recovery in Lantana has to offer at FCFRMD.com. That's FCFRMD.com.
Water. You rely on it daily, but what do you really know about it? There is so much more to H2O than you realize. Did you know that tap water provides us with a low-cost way to stay hydrated, public health and fire protection, and nearly every product that we use every day? The more you know about your H2O, the more there is to love. To learn more, visit drinktap.org. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Premature birth is the number one killer of babies. Those who survive often face birth defects and complications that affect them for life. For hundreds of thousands of families in the United States, this is the hardest thing they will ever have to face. And it's even harder on the baby. March of Dimes is providing education and support to families and funding life-saving research to give every baby a fighting chance. You can help. Do something today. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
This is the Family Center for Recovery show. The Family Center for Recovery treats patients that other centers don't, including teens, expectant mothers, patients with mental health issues, or needing a medical detox. Call 855-202-4220.
And we are back. For those of you who've just tuned in, you're listening to the Family Center for Recovery show, and I'm your host, Peter Nathan. And with me today in the studio, a very special guest, along with James, is his father, Jim. And we want to thank you. Thank you for making us a part of your Sunday afternoon. I know that there's probably a lot that you need to take care of after Hurricane Irma, things like the refrigerator, laundry, things like that. So as you're doing those chores around the house, thank you. Thank you for making us a part of your Sunday afternoon. Jim, your thoughts. Over commercial break, we were talking. There was something that you mentioned that you felt our listeners might find very impactful and very important. Please, for our listeners.
Sure, Peter. I mentioned earlier about the 28-day programs, and even when we came down here to the Family Center for Recovery, I thought that James would come home someday. And the beauty of the program down here is it wasn't self-fulfilling for me. Family Center for Recovery helped James establish a life of his own and a career of his own in this area and to give back to this community. You know, as a dad, you know, you're always thinking about, oh, when your kids get married and they do this and they have a big house and they do all of these great things, it's going to be so wonderful. And in a lot of ways, it's self-fulfilling. And what I do now and what I've learned through the program is I'm very thankful for that today is a great day. And I don't worry about tomorrow for James. I don't worry about next week for James or next year or the next 10 years. I know that today he's a wonderful young adult and he's doing terrific things and giving back to those that were in the same situation that he was in. And I couldn't be more proud of that. And if I wanted him to come home or said, hey, you should come home, who's that really helping? It's helping me. It's my selfishness. And what this program really does is it enables your loved one to establish their own life and to find a way for that life that would be fulfilling for them. And as parents, we should just be proud of that and embrace that. And it's just wonderful coming down and visiting with him. It's wonderful talking with him on the phone. He doesn't have to be in my backyard to love him and to be so proud of what he's doing.
The James Santa Marina that I see over at Family Center for Recovery, family weekend, leading the tour and standing there in front of, I don't know, sometimes up to 30 people. And the way he talks about his story and he leads them and talks, it's heartwarming. And like you're saying, community and giving back and being able to help so many people that are in that similar situation. that you were in and wondering what's going to happen, how's this going to go? But he's a very comforting type of person, very empathetic. James, your thought as we're talking about family weekend.
Well, thank you for that, Peter, and thank you, Father. It's really nice to hear my dad kind of talk about his personal feelings when I was going through recovery. I think that's so important because a lot of families kind of feel like their needs aren't being met when their loved one is in treatment. But like my father just said, what about the patient's needs? Maybe they don't align with your needs. And the part about being selfish, being the director of family services at the family center, I've learned based on my family's experiences and working with hundreds of families that it is the hardest thing to do to get them to understand, one, the severity of the illness, and two, the severity of the importance for them to do what is asked of them by the treatment team. It's not always easy. It is rarely easy. I wanted to actually share a quick story when I was a patient there, and then I can have my father kind of give his opinion about, what happened with this. I was a patient for about 6 months at this point, and I was living in the transitional living, working on my independence. I had my phone back, my money back. I was working a job, paying my rent, doing all the things that someone in recovery does. I had a sponsor, going to meetings. Now, I made a mistake one morning during a group, and I was only going to group about once every week or 2 weeks at that point. And I gave an attitude to the guy that had treated me for the last 6 years, the doctor, the psychiatrist. And I gave him an attitude in such a way where he gave me a consequence for that action, because he saw my entitlement start to come out. And he knew that he had to nip that in the bud right away. Otherwise, that would blossom into full-blown addiction eventually. So what he did was, during a family weekend, he told me that, I'm going to have to wait on seeing my mother. I dealt with it. I accepted the consequence. I knew deep down that there was a reason, but I was angry. But you know what? My anger had nothing to do with it. It was the most appropriate course of action, course of treatment for me in that moment because of my entitlement. And to this day, I talk about it with my father, my mother. We talk about that anxiety that was created in my parents. And I'm sure that they learned a lot from that situation. So maybe my father can kind of touch on that a little bit about seeing the therapeutic value, but also talking about how difficult it was to deal with that.
I think for me, Peter, I kind of chuckled because it wasn't me holding him accountable. it really taught him a lesson. He hadn't seen his mom in probably close to a year.
6 months.
6 months. And it was a very difficult time for him. I know I got phone calls from his mom that day. I was still up in New York. And James was very upset from it. And, what he learned was that he had to respect authority. He wasn't entitled. He had to earn the things that he had and the rights that he had. And that's what really happens at the Family Center for Recovery. Your loved ones begin to understand that every action has a consequence or a recognition, depending on what happens. And they will determine their fate. And mom and dad aren't there to help them. And they have to be able to go through that on their own.
So it goes along with what my father was saying earlier about a 28-day program. How he always thought that, a 28-day program, you'd be fixed, miracle child, you're good to go. But the fact is, it's a much longer process. For me, at that six-month mark, I made a major mistake, and I was heading back to relapse from that one behavior. If the treatment team was not there to nip that in the bud, I don't know where I would be today. So it's those little things. And if we talk about the transitional living, the IOP-OP program, you live at the transitional living. You pay your rent with Family Center. You work a job. You start to become independent. If I didn't have eyes on me at that point, I don't know what would have happened. The fact is, they walk you through every step of the way. And for someone like me, and I can speak to a lot of the patients that come through Family Center, independence is a huge part of the treatment plan. We need to work on that independence, and we need to make sure that they are remaining healthy throughout treatment. I always say this, detox is the hardest level of care physically, but mentally, it's the long-term recovery. There's something that the rooms call a pink cloud. And after you do well for a certain number of days, say 3 months, 6 months, a year, you start to feel that you've beat this, you've conquered this, that you won't be affected by it anymore. But it couldn't be further from the truth. That is the time that you are most vulnerable. And that's what Family Center has mastered, is catching those people that are on the pink cloud and catching those little behaviors that prove that they will head into relapse. And they catch it, they treat it, and they send the patient on their way to a healthy life. And it's absolutely amazing.
So as I hear and listen to you, if I'm listening to you correctly, maybe along with our listeners as well, and I mentioned the word cure, I don't know if you ever really, it's long-term in nature. You have to always kind of, you have these tools that are given that are evidence-based. So I don't know that the term cure ever actually, is that a phrase that should be used or not? Yeah.
Well, I think for the addict, it's one of the things that could really be detrimental is a parent that thinks or fosters the idea that their loved one can go to a program, come back, and life could be normal. An addict is an addict forever, and it doesn't go away. This is a disease that is with you forever. And if it's not a long-term treatment, it's not a treatment at all.
Yeah, so that's the misconception, I think, out there, is that people think, well, they can be cured. No, that's not really how it works. And what we're finding is when, if I'm hearing, listening to you correctly, it is the things as far as the, are they called life skills, as far as learning things like consequences, as far as independence, how to interact, evidence-based things. Am I on the right page with that?
Yeah.
Am I thinking in the right area?
Absolutely. And, you know, every patient that comes through Family Center, whether they're struggling with addiction or other psychiatric illness, some people struggle with activities of daily living, doing simple things like washing their clothes and using the restroom, washing their hands, living with a roommate and getting along with them. There's little things that some of our patients have to work on, and that's totally okay, as long as Family Center is there to help them with those things. And that's the great thing about Family Center, is that no matter who walks in the door, we're able to treat it because we're so hands-on. And that was the biggest thing for me as a patient.
And one of the things, too, that I really like about the center, it's not just for addiction. Maybe James can go through some of the other things that they do. It's just terrific.
Being that we have an ACA license, we're actually able to treat primary mental health diagnoses. We treat schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, schizoaffective, borderline personality disorder, major depression, and so many others. And it's such a unique part, because a lot of patients, they actually come in presenting with an addiction issue, but they have an underlying mental health issue, and we can treat it all. We're not a dual diagnosis facility per se. We are a facility that can treat primary mental health and primary addiction, because we have a psychiatrist on staff that is making the treatment decisions, and it's absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, I think that's something that gets kind of lost or put off to the side is that we're talking so much about the substance use, but what about, the mental health and the things schizophrenia, we hear that. That's what most people think, but there's other things that we see quite often. It could be anxiety, depression. Oh, is anxiety a mental health disorder? I mean, what? Kind of go over what maybe some of our listeners are thinking out there as far as some of the common types of things that we
might
see.
Absolutely. Anxiety is one of the most common mental health disorders. People don't realize that the little anxiety that you have about, you know, getting on a bus or getting on a plane, it can turn into something. It's very important that you educate yourself about these issues. You know, read the literature, read the research. And then we're going to head to a commercial break soon, and we'll pick up on this later.
And with that, we'll be right back after this short commercial break. Thanks again, and we'll be right back.
Like the Family Center for Recovery on Facebook to learn more about their mental health service and Addiction Resources Center. Located in Lantana, Florida, the Family Center for Recovery treats patients that most centers can't. Call anytime, 855-202-4220. We'll be right back.
At the Family Center for Recovery in Lantana, they treat little problems before they become big problems. Unfortunately, 98% of treatment centers won't treat teens because they think it's too difficult or not profitable enough. Whether your teen is struggling with behavior issues, substance abuse, or mental illness, they believe every kid deserves a chance. Contact Family Center for Recovery or go to FCFRMD.com. That's FCFRMD.com. Family Center for Recovery, before little problems become big problems.
As a teacher, having a foster grandparent in my room, it enables me to have an extra set of hands.
Foster grandparents are role models, tutors, and friends to children with exceptional needs.
It's been fantastic having Grandma Freddie in our room.
It is the best feeling in the world.
I'm a best student because of her.
To learn more about how to become a foster grandparent and help children in need, call 1-800-942-2677 or visit seniorcorps@nationalservice.gov.
Are you looking for a new career path? Want to make a difference in your community? Become a teacher. The American Board can help you earn a teaching certificate and a Florida teaching license in a year or less. American Board's online program allows you to set your own schedule for a price that fits your budget. Visit www.americanboard.org. That's americanboard.org for more information on how you can become a Florida teacher.
This is the Family Center for Recovery show. The Family Center for Recovery treats patients that other centers don't, including teens, expectant mothers, patients with mental health issues, or needing a medical detox. Call 855-202-4220.
And here we are. We are back. Thank you for making us part of your Sunday afternoon. And with me today, you're listening to the Family Center for Recovery show. I'm your host, Peter Nathan. With me today in the studio, James Santamarina. Yes, Father Jim. Things we were talking about, James, as we pick back up on.
Yes, so being the director of family services and having my experience with my family as far as me coming through treatment, I really picked up on what my father was talking about. A family should never feel that their loved one is cured. And this is something that he struggled with when I went through those 28-day programs, feeling that, okay, he's completed it, he's done, that's it, move on. It's a life-altering change that lasts for life. And one of the most important things for families to remember and to always be conscious of is that your decisions mean a lot. You have to make healthy decisions. Ask for help if you need it. And after you see your loved one start to do good, maybe they get a job, maybe they're going to meetings, they start to build a nice sober support network, they have friends, they hang out with their coworkers, whatever it may be, absolutely reward them for that and be there for them and build a relationship with them. But it's not the end. Don't start to enable the illness because you start to see good things. You have to find your boundaries by talking to a professional, talking to somebody that's been through it. You have to find those boundaries and stick to them. It can't fluctuate where one day you bend a little bit, give $20, and then one day you say no. It has to be a consistent thing. And I can honestly say that that's one of the things I really struggled with my father, is that he took Family Center's advice. He took what they said to heart and listened to every word. And it still carries over to this day. There's things that he will not budge on. And that's really important for my recovery, because as soon as I see a hole, a crack, I may exploit it. And it's really important that he sticks to it, and he does a great job of it.
Jim, your thoughts?
Yeah. What you have to learn is that you have to accept that you can't control this, and you didn't cause it, and you certainly can't cure it, and you have to allow your loved one to help themselves. You have to take care of yourself while your loved one takes care of themselves, because you're not the professional Family Center for the Recovery is. And without them, I think we would still be battling this for the last 3-4 years. And this is what really turned it around for all of us.
You know, the thing as I listen is that I've heard this before, and I don't really remember where or who had mentioned this, but you know, anything worthwhile doing in life is not easy. And I see people that are in recovery, and teamwork makes the dream work was something that someone once mentioned to me. And how does, yeah, James, you were going to say something, but.
Yeah, they say, Peter, you just stimulated this thought. They say that if you're comfortable in treatment, it's not a good facility. If you're uncomfortable, it means that they're working on the issues. And it's such an important part, and it goes for families as well. If you're comfortable, get out. Don't be with that place. If you're uncomfortable, that means that it's working.
Not much different than a workout at the gym. If there's no pain, there's no gain.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, it's challenging, and it's not easy. And at the end of the day, though.
And one of the things that, you know, I wanted to at least talk about real quick before we do end the show is the family weekend and the importance. So part of my job, Peter, is actually as the family services guy, I set up the family weekends. And it's my job to try to get the families to come to those events. Now, my dad can talk to the importance of the events. And to this day, he'll say that it taught him how to think differently about certain situations. So for those families out there that may be listening and have loved ones on our facility, or may be listening and are interested or have questions about the program and what, you know, what is Family Weekend? Why do families need to be there? Maybe my father can shed some light on that, being that he's been to at least four, maybe five family weekends.
And even then, Jim, it wasn't enough. The family weekend is a great opportunity to, number one, learn about addiction and the impact that it has on everyone's lives. And then at the same time, you're there with people who are in the similar situations that you are. And you learn so much from that. And through the way that Dr. Moran sets up Family Weekend, he really probes into some of the root causes and to the inner feelings of both the loved ones at the family center and the families. And it really helps everybody get on the same page relative to what are we going to do going forward, and how are we going to treat this going forward, and what are the best ways for us to get our loved ones on the road to recovery and stay on the road to recovery. And there's many times that you would sit there and say, wow, is that the right way to approach this? And then you learn very shortly thereafter it's the only way to approach it. And it's done through love. But it's tough love in a lot of ways, but it's love that works. And I couldn't be happier from the results that I've seen, and you know what it's done for James is just tremendous.
And the greatest part, when the families come to Family Weekend, even if they resist, or maybe they have financial struggles, or maybe there's something going on in their life, my favorite part is at the end of the Family Weekend, every single family is grateful that they came, and they talk about how much they learned and how much it's impacted their life. And that is why we do what we do at Family Center. And I couldn't be happier to have been able to talk with you guys about it today.
Those final thoughts as we go into next week. James, thank you so much for joining us and sharing. Jim, as far as a parent to talk with and share your feelings, thanks for being a part of the show and joining us.
Thank you very much, Peter. It was a pleasure.
Thank you, Peter.
And with that, have an excellent week, and we'll look forward to you joining us again next week on the Family Center for Recovery show. Bye.
This has been the Family Center for Recovery Radio Show. To learn more about the center or to send a link of the show, visit FCFRMD.com. That's FCFRMD.com. Join us next Sunday at noon for the Family Center for Recovery Show. There are lots of reasons why you should get life insurance. Here are two big reasons you should get it now.
Hi, Mommy. Hey, Dad.
Your family depends on you. Talk to SelectQuote. It's easier and more affordable than you think to get the life insurance your family needs. SelectQuote got Richard, 40, who takes meds to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. And got Vanessa, 37, a $750,000 10-year policy for under $21 a month. Call SelectQuote or go to SelectQuote.com today. Get up to 10 free quotes in minutes from some of the best life insurance companies out there, like Banner Life, Prudential, Mutual of Omaha, and many others. So, why haven't you called SelectQuote? Get your free quotes now. Call 800-719-5887. It's 800-719-5887. 800-719-5887.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Greek Pay Sports Review today, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. One of the great legends and basketball gods is getting his number retired, and he's getting both numbers retired. Number 8 and number 25. And number 24. You know who I'm talking about. Kobe! That's right. Kobe deserves it. He's had a great career. He played his ass off every night, and every time money was on the line, Kobe made the register ring. Kobe, I'm happy for you, and I think both numbers should be retired. You are a champion and one of the real GOATs. Greek Pay Sports Read today, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Peace!
Premature birth is the number one killer of babies, but you can do something today. Help the March of Dimes provide education and support to families and fund life-saving research to give every baby a fighting chance. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
What's next?
Terrorist attack this morning.
Detonation. Happens here.
Of an improvised explosive device.
News Radio 1290 WJNO, West Palm Beach.
Fight hard for DACA.